Prepare our hearts, O Lord, to accept your word. Silence in us any voice but your own, so that hearing we may also obey your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our scripture lesson for the seventh Sunday of Eastertide comes from Matthew chapters 28, verses 16 through 20. Listen with me for the word of God. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain in which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, till the end of the age." This is the word of the Lord.
This morning we are privileged to have in our pulpit four of our senior high youth. Brian Snavely will go first, and then Lily Bishop, and then Becca Picards, and then Casey Hinckley. I always say that I get respect from people whether I deserve it or not because they're looking up to me. We have two very tall preachers today, and two people who are not so tall, but don't pay too much attention to the height difference. If you would just listen for God's word as they present it to us this morning. Come on up, welcome.
See, this is the tall part, okay. So, good morning. First off, I would like to acknowledge that I completely understand why sermons are made on Saturday night, because time is a great way to force you to make decisions. Well, the sermon title today is What Really Counts. What really counts about what? I had that same question, probably the same one you had when you saw it. For me, as a senior, I went right to college. That's the first step in the college process. You have to determine what really counts in the school that you want to, what really counts in the school that you want to go to. Now, determining what really counts is a really important step. Now, you have to decide how large you want to go to, how small, where it is, does it have what you want? Does it have the right environment you want? Does it have the right semester system that you want? You know, things like that, trivial things. Now, as interesting and fun as this process is, I'm not sure that that's what Pastor Gray was talking about when he titled the sermon. My next thought was McDonald's Woods Forest Preserve, which was where we were talking about this sermon idea. Now, I thought, now, that's it. Pastor Greg is talking about nature. That makes sense, right? Because nature is such a beautiful thing, and it's really where a lot of people find God's awesomeness. They see God's hands in nature. So I was like, okay, there we go. That makes sense. To observe the nuances of nature, to realize your small part in this multi-layered masterpiece that God has created, is an incredibly powerful experience. The beauty of nature is the reason why moms everywhere today will receive their own small fraction of nature to enjoy for themselves, to show our gratitude for all that they do. Now, even with as many points as I've just scored with all the moms in the room, I thought this idea was still a little too mainstream for me. Now, I haven't figured out what it really means yet. I got it. Okay, stick with me here. What really counts is belonging. That is why schools have so many clubs and organizations to allow for people to be included, because when people are involved in something larger than themselves, that is when people truly grow. Having other people rely on you forces you to shoulder responsibility, which counts in everything that you do, whether that be sports, school, as we understand, especially right now, even in our future when we enter the workforce. That is what this youth group provides for us. It provides an environment for people to grow without the stress that it involved in school or the workplace. This is a place where mistakes can be made, where the consequences are not as life-altering as sometimes they can be, and a place where lessons can be learned so that mistakes are lessened later. This is why people put so much into this youth group that we have, that we get up and go to early service at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday, which is hard sometimes. We all sacrifice our convenience to be a part of this. Let's just say that there have been a few rushed homework assignments Sunday night or Monday morning because we wanted to go to youth group from 5 to 7. But that's okay. It makes it easy to see how this group matters to us. And that idea can be applied to this whole church as a whole. That whole church as a whole. That's fine. The sense of belonging that goes along with being a part of the church, that's the same thing that this youth group provides for us. We are here because we believe that we are all children of God, and that it allows us to belong. And that is the true beauty about believing in God. Thank you, and happy Mother's Day.
That was pretty tall. I feel like I'm doing my tippy toes. All right. Good morning. I'm Lily. My family and I have been coming here for a long time now. I don't know the exact amount. But this church means a lot to us. We love coming here, and we love seeing all the change that's happened. But I'm not here to talk about my family. I'm here to talk about my experiences. Jesus Christ. Okay. Even when I dreaded coming to Sunday school in the morning, waking up early and not being able to sleep in, I still came because my family made me. I remember always coming to service and leaving to go to the nursery during children's time. And when we were about to leave, we never wanted to leave because we loved hanging out with all of our friends. As I grew older, I grew more distant from the church. I got busier with my sports and my friends, but I knew I always was connected. Even from the lacrosse field to school, I knew that God was always with me in some way. But I still came every once in a while to youth group, and I had a bunch of fun when I came. My probably favorite thing throughout the years was going on mission trips. Time to get away from 3 crazy sisters and parents. It was fun to hang out with just my friends for a whole week. I hated coming home so much. But I still had a bunch of fun, and that's all that really matters. When I made varsity lacrosse this year, I noticed a lot of stuff that God was involved in. I started getting hurt a lot this year. I sprained my ankles a couple times, but only 1 degree, not that bad. But it was good to see God in my life when that happened, because I would go back out in the field and prayed that I wouldn't have to get taken out again because I was hurt. And all of my other friends, when they were talking about my junior friends, their ACT and stuff, and how stressful it was, I prayed that next year wasn't that stressful for me. And it was good because I had that. I also see God in school. When I see all the people that aren't as lucky as me in my life, I lost my spot. I also was happy to see God helping my sisters when they grow up, which was good. But God and my mom are the same. because they both have been there for me when I grew up, in school and on the lacrosse field. They both have been me throughout my whole life, always watching over my shoulders, making sure I do the right thing when it comes down to it, which I think is very helpful. I don't know what I would do without either of them, but I know I'm thankful for them to be there with me through it all. And I'd like to thank them for that. So thank you, moms, and thank God, too. Thank you.
Okay. So I'm Becca, and so the question I got asked a few days ago was, what really counts? And I honestly had no idea. I thought about it and it kind of just confused me. I didn't like thinking about it for a while because it was too much. So after I took a while to figure it out, it really did take me a long time, because many people like me fill their life with fluff, things that don't really matter but seem like a lot at the moment, and seems like everything in their world revolves around that. And I believe that God has a plan for everything and everybody, and everything happens for a reason. But it is easy for us to get caught up in the little things that don't matter in the big picture. And what really counts for those little moments that are happiness and just pure joy that comes from things that we love and are passionate about. And that's what we really need to focus on, but instead a lot of people don't. And in my teenage life, a lot of things matter to me, but it can be clouded up by like a lot of things like fluff that I consider being really, really important, but it's really not, and it kind of gets me stressed out. And then school takes about 6 out of the 7 days a week, with homework and time and how I manage my time, because that's not too great. But it is very important to me, since I do take that much time, to get really good grades. And I guess that doesn't really matter. In 20 years, I'm not going to be thinking about my grades or anything. I'm not really going to be like, oh, I got a C on that test. I did horribly. That changed my grades so much. Like, colleges are going to kill me for that one test. No, it's not going to work that way. And throughout the whole freshman year, it's been really tough. And I've learned a lot about who are my real friends and who I can actually trust with how I feel and my emotions and just everything. And I have to thank a lot of people that have stayed with me throughout this whole year. And that's really nice thing about youth group, is that I actually had those people that stayed with me, and I'm so thankful that God brought me to those people, and that I am able to go on mission trips and do a lot of stuff with them. Even though if I don't come every week, I'm still welcomed whenever I do come, which is super duper nice, because again, there's a lot of homework and not very good time management. So my church friends have been here throughout everything, and it's been so nice. But my family has also been here, and it's not just my little 4 people from Grays Lake little family, it's this whole church too. And I'm really glad that my parents brought me here when I was just born to be baptized, and it was really nice. And I've grown up with so many nice people, and I'm really scared about talking in front of people. So it's nice to be not judged or have any judgments and feel comfortable, kind of. And then I have to thank my mom, because she has done so much for me. She has helped me come through everything. She has helped me get my dreams come true. And I bet all of everybody's mothers here have done some way, in some form, helped them through their life and guide them, which is honestly, I can't say I will have to thank them enough, because there is some pretty times that aren't so pretty in my life, and I know I get sassy, so thank you, parents, for that. But In reality, I have to thank all of you guys because you guys have really helped me throughout my whole life, and I can't thank God enough. I can't thank God enough for helping me with this and guiding me through here and bringing me to this church because it's been really, really nice. And although I don't come and see everybody's faces every week, it's nice to come and at least see the happy faces and talk to people that I do know. And then, so again, I want to give the extra thanks to the moms and thank God for giving me this path to everyone here and still trying to, and even if though you're still trying to find it, spend time with the people that really matter and do things that you're passionate about, because that's all that really matters in the end, and you're not gonna be here for your eternity. You're only gonna be here for however long you're gonna be here. And so you gotta make the best of what time gives you. So, yeah, thank you.
Hello, all right. My name is Casey and I'm a senior. And growing up, my family didn't attend church every Sunday, but we would maybe go once or twice a month to a church in downtown Grays Lake. But around my second or third grade year, we just stopped going, except for maybe a Christmas Eve service every once in a while. It was up until my fifth grade year that we began to rejoin a church service, since it was my sister's eighth grade year, which is confirmation time. And we came to WPC because my aunt and uncle had been married by Greg and had been coming for multiple years now. And a lot of the time when I did get up to come with my family, I would go to the nursery after children's time to play with my cousin Marty, because I just couldn't sit that long through a service. I'd never been to a Sunday school class though before I came here. It was different than anything else I had been to before. It was different than anything I had experienced in like my religion. I had always understood that there is a God, that Jesus was his son, that Sunday was church day because it was the day of rest. But Sunday school just had so many things that I didn't know. I mean, how else would I have found out that VeggieTales were actually parables from the Bible? Eventually, I stopped waking up early enough on Sunday mornings to go to Sunday school anymore. I was trying to catch up on sleep I had missed from homework, and it was just one thing that I missed out on. But while I wasn't getting up early enough, I began going to youth group, 5 to 7 every Sunday. It was always a highlight of my week, whether it was playing sardines around the church in an attempt to find the best hiding place, which is by far the crying room in the nursery. Or if it would be doing some yard work around outside the church. I just lost my spot completely. There we go. Our retreats brought us closer to God and to each other, and those 2 hours of fellowship every week helped shape me in so many ways. And there are so many little things that I still do because of that group. The main one is that I come up with like weird little nicknames for people, because like during this time we came up with Lexi, who was over there, who was the she was Glitter General, and Snavely behind me was Seagull, because his voice would crack really high and he'd sound like a seagull. I'm dorky and I love to have harmless fun with people because of that group. Then eighth grade ended and freshman year began, and I had so many more things to do than I thought I would have to. Youth group just got cut from my list. I had a separate group of friends and just couldn't make the time to go anymore. Then towards the end of freshman year, my friend group fell apart and my whole world turned upside down. After a summer that seemed to never stop being shaky, sophomore year started, and I still didn't have a solid foundation to stand on in terms of friends. One Sunday afternoon, I got a text from Lexi, though, asking if I was gonna go to Sunday, or if I was gonna go to youth group that Sunday. And I figured, what harm could it do? I fell right back into the routine after that. Every Sunday evening was now filled with youth group, and that spot would never be taken by anything else. Summer between sophomore and junior year and mission trip came so quickly. Up until we left, I had been skeptical of whether or not I was going to enjoy mission trip. But then we left, and I was in Greg Bostrom's car, riding shotgun, just listening to him tell me all sorts of wild stories as he pointed out a landmark hill in Kentucky where he got pulled over for speeding and said he couldn't slow down because he was on a mission from God. I mean, I guess that's one way to talk yourself out of a speeding ticket. But in the end, we all came closer together, and we were not a whole bunch of individuals going on a trip together. We were a group on a mission. I re-encountered this formation of a solid unit again and again through junior year and on my second mission trip last summer. Now I'm here, standing before you, encountering everyone's biggest fear, public speaking, and screwing up because I lose my spot, telling all of you how I found God. I found God through the other teenagers that continued to bring me back, the advisors that were not just there for legal reasons, but were there to actually help with anything you needed. So my answer to Greg's question of what really counts is fellowship. Like, is the fellowship that no other, why did I write that so weird? I don't know. So what really counts is the fellowship that has always taken root and grown so deep in this church. Fellowship is what has always brought me back and helped me to find my faith in Christ once more. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian, Lily, and Becca, Casey. We really appreciate your preaching for us this morning. So let us all now stand and say what we believe, using the words of Augustus Bankson's affirmation of faith as a confirmation class member. I believe church is a place for prayer, family, worship, and giving. I believe Christ fills us with faith and hope. I believe God loves us unconditionally. I believe even if I sin, Christ died on the cross and my sins are forgiven. I believe you should love God and your neighbor. I believe in forgiveness. Amen.